SBS Radio.
And Minister, when do you think the temporary migrant, temporary parent visa, sponsored parent visa that was announced in the budget of 2016 will be available? Because the legislation that it is tied to hasn't been brought before the Senate for debate.
Well, just on this point, I mean, it's very important to understand the situation here. So, as you know, now we have the contributory parents visa, which has a significant application and acceptance fee in total of about $47,000. It's quite an expensive visa category. What we're proposing is a temporary parents visa at a significantly reduced cost. But what is important is that taxpayers obviously need to be protected, and we've made this point very, very clearly, that when someone comes to Australia under this visa, that it's very important that the sponsor, which should be the kids, ensure that those costs are covered of healthcare and aged care, because they can be substantial. So that is our position on this, and we are looking to bring this forward to the Senate. It should be supported by all senators, including the opposition, because if people don't support that proposition, they basically would be saying that the taxpayer should be liable for all of that expense. And, you know, those expenses can be very substantial, and it's appropriate that if someone is sponsoring the parent, that that they do look after those costs. So that's our position, and it's the right position, and that's the basis on which we'll be moving forward.
So is it going to be brought before?
Well, I can't give you any specific dates, but it's something that we are committed to. It is something we've been very clear on. We've been very clear on our position. This will be a good thing that will enable substantial numbers of people to bring parents to the country, but it is important that the costs of doing that as regards to health and aged care are covered by the sponsor.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.